What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Robin E. That be me, checking in on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. Y'all already know y'all need to subscribe. I tell you every time because it's always somebody that asks, where? Pillow Talk Podcast, okay? It's a purple sign on Facebook. Check me out. And as always, if you are tuning in to the live interviews, Facebook is where they will be, in addition to YouTube, Robin Yvette, and of course, Twitter, E93 Robin. Okay? Everywhere. Bringing you guys today a super, super, super dope interview with another amazing Chicago artist. Antonio Juan slid through the Purple Room and chopped it up with George Truly on Pillow Talk Podcast, talking about his new album, Never Waste Talent. We got deep into a lot of the mistakes that people tend to do when they're trying to pursue their dreams. I really, really enjoyed getting into his mindset and just some inspirations and things that he's overcome to get to where he is right now. How many of y'all out here wasting talent? Keep listening. New episode dropping right now. Mobile bartending needs, both public and private, reach out to Drinks Galore. They provide a wide range of package deals available on their website, drinksgalore.com. Book Drinks Galore. Cheers and enjoy. What's good? What's good, everybody? Yeah, all that jazz. What's good, y'all? Robin E. checking in on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. We in the purple room with it, okay? Make sure y'all subscribe to Pillow Talk, streaming on all major platforms. Y'all already know. Super excited to have this guest in the building. Y'all know I be busy, damn. This was supposed to been happen, so I'm glad we were able to finally make it happen. He's an amazing artist. He's got a new project out right now. We got Antonio Juan in the building. Yeah.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
Yes, of course. Thank you for sliding through, for sure. Okay, make sure we up close and personal. So welcome to Pillow Talk. I appreciate you for sliding through.
Most definitely.
Now, I got to know first off, Antonio Juan, what's the name? Is that a nickname? Is the Juan like an abbreviation?
Yeah. So the Juan is an abbreviation to my first name, which is Juwan. And Antonio is my middle name. So I kind of put that together. Yeah. So, I mean, like before I was doing music, you know what I'm saying? In the past, I was going by my nickname. But, you know, when I kind of resurfaced and wanted to like rebrand myself, I kind of just started that, you know, real simple but unique in a way, you know.
Nice. Okay, I like that. I like how you combine that right there. So, okay, I like that. Super dope. So, I mean, you know, you are hip hop, you know, rap artist, if you will. So are you from Chicago?
Yeah. So I'm from southwest, you know, south side of Chicago.
Oh, snap, south side. South side. So is south side the best side?
Of course, for sure.
All right, we don't want no problems. Okay, for sure. I'm loving that. So growing up for you, being around the Chicago area, what was some of your biggest musical influences?
I would say Notorious B.I.G., Jay-Z, Nas, Jadakiss. A lot of artists from that East Coast era, because I was not era, but like, you know, on that side, because I was real big into like that type of music, the urban, the word play, the flow and stuff like that. I was also a fan of battle rap too. So there's also like battle rap artists that I was influences of, man, like Loaded Lux, Murder Mook, you know what I'm saying? People like that. I was a real big Cassidy fan too. Like he was over there on the East Coast too,
Hey.
out in Philly. So yeah, those was my biggest influences for sure.
Nice. Okay, so shout out to the battle rapping. Was you battle rapping back in
No,
the
I was just a fan of it, you know, just listening to it, you know.
Would you battle rap now?
Probably not, you know what I mean? I don't think that's my,
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I would try it, but I mean, I don't know. I just don't look at it as my lane, you know what I mean? Especially like the way it is now. It's real different. It's still good, don't get me wrong, but I'm more into like how it used to be, you know what I mean? So yeah, I just will, you know, be on the side as a spectator, you know what I'm saying, and watch.
Facts. I ain't mad at you. They be ruthless
They
with
do.
the battle rapping. They be bringing props and shit. I'm like, yo, where you get that prop from?
See, that ain't even my style, you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
kind of, you know, it'll be good. Like it'll definitely be a challenge, you know, to get out of my comfort zone for sure. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I'm just wanna, you know, stay in my lane, you feel me?
Facts. No, I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that. So then, what age was it for you that you really started to take music seriously?
Seriously, shit. I want to say probably maybe like 18, 19. So it was like like the summer of going into my sophomore year of college. It's like when I actually like kind of did the whole professional recorded thing. I always enjoyed it as a kid, of course, you know what I'm saying, just writing. But when I took it seriously, at that time, that's when I said, like, okay, you know, I could see myself doing it, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's probably when that happened.
Okay, nice. What college did you go to?
So I went to Lincoln, the junior college at first, you know what I'm saying? It was like a 2 year, and then I had went to Eastern, you feel me, after that. So I graduated from Eastern.
Nice. With what? What was your degree in?
Journalism.
Hey, we love it. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Education. Now, I didn't know you went to college. So hold on. Let's backtrack a little bit. So, being, more into your music now, do you feel like college was necessary, or could you have gone without going to school?
Honestly, I think I could have gone without, but it was definitely useful and, you know, essential to my path for sure, because it taught me a lot, more like life lessons, you know what I mean? Not necessarily
Next.
like the education side, but it definitely taught me how to like kind of be on my own, you know what I'm saying? Because my OG, she did a real good job of like taking care of me, you feel me? So like being on my own was a big adjustment, you know what I'm saying? I definitely wasn't used to it. And also like just not being used to being around like different people. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Growing up, I was used to being around, you know what I'm saying, my people, you feel me? And like it really wasn't no outside of that, you know what I'm saying? Like far as like going different places and you know what I'm saying? Like I was unfamiliar with downtown, like all through high school. I wasn't even really going downtown, you feel me? So like just that was a big adjustment for me. So I would say it definitely helped, but I think I could have went without though, for sure.
Okay, I like that perspective though. I always like to know, especially people that went and completed college, how do they feel about it after the fact? But I feel you on that. It's definitely a little bit of culture shock.
Yeah, it is. It is. And one
It's
thing I will say, like the good thing of that, like it kept me like not being distracted, you know what I mean? Like just kind of getting out of my environment. And it allowed me to do like and just be more positive, like become just like a better person for myself, you know what I mean? When I felt like I needed to the most, you know. So it definitely helped me in that aspect for sure.
Facts. Now, it's college, you know what I'm saying? Did you have like one crazy thing that really went down while you was there? It was just like college.
Not for real, honestly. And because like I said, Lincoln was a JUCO, so it was real small. It wasn't really a lot going on. And Eastern, I mean, it was a 4 year, but in my opinion, it was kind of the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of a
Okay.
small college to me, you know what I mean? And then honestly, I didn't really do much when I went to Eastern. I was at that point, I was kind of like just ready to graduate, you know what I'm saying? Like I knew what I was there for. You know what I'm saying? Did all my love, made all my mistakes at Lincoln. So once I got to Eastern, you feel me? I was kind of like, tunnel vision. You feel me? Like, I need to get up out of here. I need to stop playing. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I wasn't even really stepping out for real, honestly.
Man, all right. I'm gonna let that slide or whatever. I'm gonna let that slide or whatever, because college was bussing. Okay. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. Make sure y'all share this live, heart, comment. Appreciate y'all for tuning in for sure, man. Tap in with Antonio Wine for sure. We get to it. So, okay, you're 18, 19. That's when you really start getting into the music. So, are you a writer or do you kind of freestyle a lot of your stuff?
I'm a writer for sure. Yeah, I'm a writer for sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what inspires your music?
So now, like I said, because when I started at 18, I was kind of into that whole, I forgot what they called it, but like it was artists like Travis Porter, Roscoe Dash, you know what I'm saying, that era. I was making music like that, you feel me, around that time. And obviously when I graduated, I kind of took like a hiatus. I stopped doing music for an amount of years, you feel me. But when I came back and resurfaced now, I would say just kind of writing about my past experiences. That's kind of how it started, just writing about that, and yeah, like just learning to be more vulnerable. And I felt like by doing that, a lot of people will be able to relate to my music more so than the whole party, you know what I'm saying, club type of music. Like I said, my influences wasn't really making music like that. They was really like spit, you feel me? So like I had to kind of like go back into that and what I was most comfortable with, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Thanks. Yes, okay, I'm feeling that for sure. I'm feeling that. So then what do you feel like your music, or your, I should say your sound, can really add to music right now? What makes your sound different or worth listening to?
I think just like I said, the story that I'm giving, the vulnerability side of it, just the relatable side, you know what I mean? I mean, I know it's kind of different and it's not really the wave or nothing like that. But I think that my music adds substance to what we need to hear. You know what I mean? So whether it's like just positive outlooks, motivating people, encouraging people and stuff like that, I think it's necessary, especially, you know, growing up in this time and this time that we're living in today's society now, it's good to kind of like encourage others. So I think it's a special place for me, you know what I'm saying, to be doing music. It's just a matter of, you know, it getting out to the right person, you know what I mean? Because it can definitely get overlooked because, like I said, it ain't that type of, you know what I'm saying? We ain't in that era no more, honestly, you know what I'm saying? But we still got rappers that's spitting like that, you feel me? So shout out to them for sure.
Yes. Okay, because what? The word is substance, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the word is substance. I love that you said that. Because that's definitely a epidemic that's going on in music. It's a lot of, you know, TikTok music and 1 minute songs that's out right now. So I like that you said that, because that intrigues people to want more from you when it's substance like that.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I love that. So let's get into your new project, your new album that's out right now, Never Waste Talent. So is this a baby picture? Hold on, this you?
Yeah, so that's my that graduation picture. That was my eighth grade. Yeah, that's my eighth grade graduation picture.
First off, you looked a little mad. I ain't gonna hold you. You looked a little upset right here.
I was in a bad space at that time, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was in a bad space mentally, so you can definitely see the bitterness in my face for sure.
Damn, how did I know that? I did. I'm looking at it and I'm like, he looked mad low key in this picture.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel that though. But it's cute. I like that. So why did you choose to use this as kind of like the centerpiece of the cover?
Cause what I like was speaking on in my music was just kind of like that whole phase of me going through school, like kind of starting in 05, like when I graduated from eighth grade. And I did my high school and just kind of graduating, you feel me, from high school and going off to college and then just graduating college. So I kind of want to use that. I'll use that picture as like you said, the centerpiece to illustrate what I'm speaking on in my music, basically. Mm. And then like the pictures behind that, you know what I mean? It just kind of reflects on the childhood memories and stuff like that. Because I was real big into sports. So like I speak a lot about that in my music, and a lot of my metaphors too is like, you know what I'm saying, real sports related. So I had to, you know, throw some sport pictures in there as well.
Okay, I like that. I like that little story. I like that for sure. I like that. So never waste talent. Tell us a little bit just about the process. For one, what does the title mean to you?
Okay, so great question. Title, Never Waste Talent. It's real simple, but it means a lot, if that makes sense. So just kind of going back into my story, I was real big into sports. Obviously, as a kid, you have those hopes and you have those dreams that you can make it professionally in whatever sport that you do. I did a lot of sports too, by the way. So I always thought it would be one that'll pay off, you feel me? And like I said, going through those life phases, it didn't pan out, you know what I mean? So how I came up with Never Waste Talent was just realizing one day I was still able to do these sports. Like I didn't have like the same passion as I once did, but I was still able to like get up, go to the gym, go hoop, you feel me? Or whatever it was, you know what I'm saying? Like even if it's going to shit, like a batting cage, you feel me? Just swing, you know what I'm saying? So I was just still active, you know what I mean? And it was just kind of like one of those aha moments where I said to myself, like, man, like never waste talent, you know what I mean? And it ain't even gotta necessarily deal with sports. It could be with anything, like any art,
Yes.
any form of art, any skill that you have, you know what I mean? Just like never waste that because you know where it could lead you. I mean, you never know where it can lead you if you just never give up on it, you know what I mean? No matter how long it takes. So yeah, that's it.
Yes.
That happened.
What? I'm loving the inspiration, y'all. It's the inspiration for me. You very inspirational with it right now. I love that. And I like that you said, obviously it's bigger than sports. It's a very deep metaphor. I like that you named it like that. And I love the backstory that you just gave about that. That's dope. I really love that.
And like I said, music was one of them as well. But that was like I was really big into the sport. So music was just kind of like a hobby I do at the crib. Like a lot of people ain't even really know that I was into music. Like I was more of those guys where I sit back and you hear people rapping at school. I wasn't really the one doing the rapping, you feel me? Because I was known for the sports. But writing and rapping was also like a interest of mine for sure, you know what I'm saying? But I just never really did it, you know what I'm saying? So
Nice. I love that. So, I mean, you not never really doing it. Was it just you, what, not taking it seriously, or you just getting more comfortable in like what you wanted to put out?
It was that, not taking it seriously. Also, to be honest and transparent, it was a act of like discouragement. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of big on like just worried about what people may think. Like, am I good enough in that? You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I just didn't feel as confident at the time. You know what I mean? That's why I would always just do it within myself. But if you was around me a lot, you know what I mean? You would I would give you those moments where I show you like I can rap. You know what I mean? But like I said, I wasn't really showcasing it to the public. You feel me? Because I was definitely worried about, you know what I'm saying, what somebody may think of me. You feel me? So.
Okay. Not to get too deep, y'all. I'm sorry. We ain't, not to get too deep on y'all. So, I mean, how did you overcome that though? What made you get more confident to be like, fuck it, I'ma just do my stuff?
Growth, maturing as an adult and as a man, also having that support, moral support from like family and friends like that. Because you get a lot of people that tell you like, man, you decent, ooh, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, those are just words, you know what I mean? I think actions says a lot more. So I had a few people that just kind of like was in my ear, like, man, you need to get back into it. You know what I mean? Like you very unique when it comes to it, like your voice is distinctive and stuff like that. So shout out my boy DJ Shern, you know what I'm saying? He was a big key in that, you know what I mean? Just in my everyday about that, you know, like, well, like you could really do it, you know what I'm saying? And I just looked at it as like, shit, why not? You know what I mean? And at that point, like I said, my mindset was so different. I wasn't worried about the discouragement and stuff like that. I was just like more confident in myself because I knew what avenue I was gonna take at this time. Like, okay, I can't go back into that same style that I was rapping in, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what got me discouraged, not people like I wasn't really getting no feedback off that. I'm like, damn, am I weak type shit? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so like kind of like just knowing which route I was gonna take this time, like I have grown so much, like as a person and as a man, you know what I mean? I felt like I had a lot more to talk about, you know what I'm saying, like wisdom and just like I said, past experiences and stuff like that. And just being able and bold enough to express my vulnerable side. You know what I mean? Because I think as Black men, we try to hide that. You know what I mean? But I think it's good to, like, you know, express that. You know, express your emotions. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Absolutely, y'all. What? Stop playing. Stop playing with my mans. Because he's dropping gems right now. Absolutely, Black man. Okay? Absolutely, Black man. You keep telling your truths any way you can. Any way you can. Mm-hmm. We have to, you know, we have to dive in on that real quick. Because I wasn't, you know, you were saying some things. So let's play a track from the new project, the new album, if you will. So it's 11 tracks on here. Definitely loving that number. I'm going to play one of the songs that I like personally. This here is on my screen. Sorry, y'all. So I'm gonna play On My Own.
Okay.
This is one of the singles that I like from the track, y'all. Tap In, okay. Antonio Juan, Never Waste Talent.
Judge a book by its cover, you should never do. Make room to improve, to become a better you. Fall back, notice nobody's ahead of you. So don't listen to sources that ain't credible. Set goals for yourself, you gotta face fear. Have a mission to create a vision crystal clear. Shed light, dark times tend to disappear. It ain't my fault, I don't rap about what y'all wanna hear. What you say is what you mean, better stand on that. Where I'm from, if you don't, niggas will get on that. Shorty could've got away, the whip had a low jack. In the cell where he stay, used to be a faux flat. 24-7, 365. In the hands of pride is where my city lies. I ain't made it out yet, but I'm still alive. Moving like it's money on the line. That's why I got a mind of my own. Grind on my own. Stars in the sky, I'ma shine on my own. Even if it rain, I'll be fine on my own. Shit ain't been the same, got me minding my own. Mind on my own. Grind on my own. Stars in the sky, I'ma shine on my own. Even if it rain, I'll be fine on my own. Shit ain't been the same, got me minding my own.
Ooh, what? What? No, stop playing though. That was some real motivation shit. That made me feel like I'm finna go out here and get it right now. I gotta get it. Like I gotta get that shit. I gotta get that shit. Y'all, stop playing. Okay, Antonio. No, seriously. You went crazy on this project. Like I love the variety. I love the different sounds. Of course, your lyricism is amazing, but I mean, what were some, you know, inspirations specifically that you did when you put this together?
Good question. I don't think I had really like inspirations, but I think at the time when I was writing it, that's probably just how I was feeling. So it was more of like a mental thing, just kind of feeling like, you know, I'm on my own. And not in a bad way, like, man, like, fuck everybody, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Not like that. Just kind of like just feeling motivated, you know what I mean? And kind of just believing in myself that I could do whatever I need to do, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's by myself, even if I got to do it by myself. That's pretty much it, you know what I mean? I think when I heard the beat, it kind of gave me that feel, you know what I mean? So kind of like a triumph type of, you know what I'm saying, feel for me. And I just kind of wanted to speak on that.
Love it. Goosebumps. Goosebumps on my shoulder. Like that's some real, that's like some new age hustling music. No cap. Even though it's not, you know, bang, 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 whatever. It's just the whole inspiration that you put within the music. Like that's, niggas be needing to hear that. People be needing to hear that for sure. So how did you decide like which songs to include? Because you have 11. I'm sure as an artist, you probably have a lot of songs in the bank. So how did you decide?
So kind of just wanted to pick all the songs that correlated with the whole theme or the whole phrase of Never Waste Talent. Obviously, I had to put my two singles on there, Cake and Frank Hatchett. Those was kind of, well, I would say Cake was kind of irrelevant to Never Waste Talent. but Frank Hatchett was. But to answer your question, the bulk of those songs that I picked, I wanted to pretty much just illustrate the phrase, you know what I mean? Like some of those moments where I'm talking about my past experiences, I'm putting it in the music, you know what I'm saying? Like actual moments, you know what I'm saying, that happened and stuff like that, like throughout my life. Yeah, that's pretty much it, you know what I mean? Like I kind of like you said, I do got more songs, but those was the songs that I wanted to showcase, you know what I mean? Like, and like I said, even though those are not songs that are kind of like club, so to speak, type of songs, like club music, I kind of wanted to show people who I am, and you know what I'm saying, what I am as an artist, and like just how I evolved as a person from like now, I mean from then to now.
Facts. I'm loving that. Absolutely. I'm loving that. Now, what do you hope people will get from this album?
To get inspired, motivated, just to get people to understand that there's always time. I know they say like, you know, life is short like that, which is true, you know what I'm saying? But it's never too late, you know what I mean? And whatever it is that you want to do, like any dream that you may have, it's never too late to pursue it, you know what I mean? And of course, we all want to be the best, but you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, put yourself in that position, like where you have to be the best, you know what I mean? You can be comfortable in a good spot. And I think that's what I messed up, you know what I'm saying, back then, because I was kind of looking for that overnight, you know what I mean, success. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm ready to be on radios and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely a process, and it takes time, and it's a journey, you know what I mean? So, like, just I want people to understand that you have to take those steps, you know what I mean? Because it's not overnight, you know what I mean? As long as you believe in yourself, as long as you stay motivated and you just stay positive, you know what I mean? I think just staying positive goes a long way, because as human, we do have those up and down days, you know what I mean? So just staying positive and just knowing everything gonna be all right, you know what I'm saying? As long as you're putting in the work, you feel me? It's all good.
Yes. Okay, now we having church service, y'all, on this Sunday. Okay, we getting it. Okay, we getting it up in here. No, I love that though, absolutely. And I think that's a beautiful message everybody should be able to relate to. I know in the music world, yeah, that's a common thing. We kind of want it right then and there. And, you know, we kind of forget the time, but we don't, you know, we need to continue to invest. You don't want to waste that talent. So I love it. I love it. Do you have a favorite single from the project?
Damn. Oh. I do actually. I would say Voices. And the reason why I say Voices is because I think I was very particular in the words that I chose. And not only was I talking about my past experiences, but I did that like in my first verse, but then the second verse, I kind of switched it up and was kind of like more speaking like more of like uplifting. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what's going on. So I think the words just hit home for me, especially like as soon as it start, you know what I mean? How I had broke down like the chronological order from like 05 to 09. I mean, it wasn't like a long, it was about like 8 bars or something like that, but it spoke value, you know what I mean? And I think when I got reaction and the feedback from when I dropped it, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people was like reacting to that song, like, man, you know what I'm saying? I remember those times, woo, you know what I'm saying? So I it kind of moved me into that feeling like, man, like low-key, this shit is decent, you know what I mean? But there's also other songs that I like as well, but I think I'm going to have to go with that as my favorite for sure.
Okay. So y'all heard him Voices, y'all. He said that's the top song. Y'all listen to that first. Listen to the whole project, obviously. Yeah,
listen to the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? It's solid. You ain't got to skip no song, you feel me? Yeah, yes. But... yeah, obviously, I think a lot of people like Cake, though. You know what I'm saying? I dropped that, and it's that type of vibe. You know what I mean? But just me as an artist that I am, I like those songs with like I said, Voices, Lloyd's Letter, POG. You know what I mean? Like those type of songs for sure. Nice. Yeah,
loving it. Now, in your opinion, you know, what is or what are some ways that people waste talent?
Oh, good question. I would say first, not believing in themselves. I think work ethic as well play a part in that.
That's a big one.
So yeah, not believing in themselves, work ethic, just like not having that desire to want to better themselves, like just being content, you know what I'm saying? And staying content, being comfortable with what they got going on and stuff like that. So I think that's another reason. I would say also, like, kind of just, you know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate, but product of our environment, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And to that point, I would say Never Waste Talent, the actual song Never Waste Talent, is one in my top two. I forgot to pinpoint that too, because I say a line in there where I speak on, like I know a lot of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, who was like very talented, you know what I'm saying? And like some died and some was in jail, you know what I'm saying? I think it's just based on like the product of the environment, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, and it's very unfortunate, you know what I mean? But it kind of goes into like you asked, like, what's consists of like waste of talent, you know what I mean? You can exclude yourself from that environment, you know what I mean? You just have to like kind of see the vision and want better for yourself.
Mm.
Sometimes it's a little bit too late for people, you know what I mean? They don't realize it until like, you know what I'm saying, it's too late, you feel me? So, Yeah, I think those are, I'd say, probably like the main reasons in my opinion.
Absolutely, y'all. Okay, first off, shout out to everybody tuned in right now. You're getting a lot of love from the people. Okay, shout out to everybody tuned in. Definitely got to give a shout out to Candy House, the Candy Trap. Shout out to you. She gave you the strong arms. You feel me? Yeah, she was feeling that. What I'm saying? And then shout out to Miss Glow. Okay, Miss Glow Miller. She said, never waste talent. So, yeah. They feeling it. I mean, this is obviously it's you know, music, but it's bigger than that. The message behind it is definitely bigger than that.
Most definitely.
You know, I'm loving that. Shout out to Sarah Songbird. Shout out to you, Fire Flames. Shout out to y'all, man. Make sure y'all tap in with my boy right now. Make sure y'all follow him on IG on the bottom of the screen. Definitely a fire album. But yeah, I'm loving it. I mean, the message behind your music, I think, is hidden so many levels that a lot of other independent artists need to hear. You know, sometimes you get to that point where you feel like, yeah, I need to just quit this shit. I need to stop. But, you know, you pushing that message of never waste your talent, that's inspiring as hell.
Yeah, most definitely.
For sure. Like, it's inspiring as hell. So from the album, will you be dropping some visuals? Will we be seeing some live performances? What's going on with that?
Yeah, so visuals and performances for sure. Gotta continue to promote the album in any way possible, you know, market it. So I will be performing more. I will be dropping some visuals for sure. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like if y'all got, cause I'm thinking about taking requests too. You feel me? Like I got my ones where I know I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying, do the visual for. But if it's something that y'all see a vision in, like I drop, you know what I'm saying, I do a video for that as well too. So
yeah. Okay, y'all heard him now. Come on now, come with the ideas now. Come on with the ideas. Come on with the ideas now for sure. Come with the ideas. Mm-hmm. No, I'm loving that. So I mean, right now you're independent.
Yes.
Okay, so do you have plans of being signed eventually? Is that a musical goal for you?
No. To be honest with you, I know it'll definitely help, but I'm a big observer, and I think it really all depends on how the deal is placed. So I'm not going to say that I don't want to get signed, you feel me, because I would do anything to, like, elevate my career, of course. You know what I mean? But I don't want to be put in a position where I'm fucked. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't look at it as a goal. You know, so I would kind of just look at it as an opportunity. And then from there, I would take advantage of that opportunity depending on how the deal is structured. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to be placed on the shelves and stuff like that and just forgotten about.
Okay.
Yeah. But I know, you know, by doing that, by signing it, it could, you know what I'm saying, definitely get me in the right room and stuff like that, you know, as opposed to like being an independent artist. But I like what I got going on right now. I like the journey that I'm on. I like the process. I like the people that's around me, that's helping me, supporting me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like that, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, a goal of mine, I would say a small goal, is kind of just one, just to build a team where we can focus on, like, the music aspect, aside from like just supporting me, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's build and let's do what we got to do, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen artists do it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like they seeing good out of it. You can tell, you know what I mean? Like they able to control their own destiny, you know what I'm saying? So like, and I kind of want to be one of those artists where I'm not putting no label. I didn't seen too many stories. I ain't gonna say I heard, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why, okay. You know, podcasts like yours and like other podcasts you listen to, it's good that people share those experiences, because like artists like myself and others, like we intake on that. We learning from that, you know what I'm saying? On what not to do, you know what I'm saying? Because most people don't want to be in that situation.
Thanks. Okay, go smart. Yeah. Anytime. Okay, anytime. But no, facts, I feel that. Them record deals, baby, they ain't nothing to play with. You're going to sell your soul. You don't want to do that. So, yeah, I'm happy at least you know that there could be opportunity. But, yeah, I mean, we live in a time where a lot of independent artists are getting on and just able to do what they need to do without a label also. So, mm-hmm. I feel that. I feel that.
It's self-knowledge. Like, as long as you can, like, learn the business, the music business yourself, and then, like, you just got a good group of people around you, I don't even really think you need a label, to be honest with you. That's just my opinion.
Okay. I'm mad at you.
A lot of successful people is, you know what I'm saying, they independent, they do their thing, so.
Big facts. No, absolutely, big facts. So in music right now, you know, your pleather, if you had to choose, you know, your top two or three artists that you want to collab with right now, who would that be?
Right now, I would say Benny the Butcher, that's one. So I'm a big fan of him as far as like active artists that's out right now. Again, another artist from New York, you feel me, Buffalo, New York. And J. Cole, I would say those would be my two. You know what I mean? I'm a big fan of J. Cole and Benny the Butcher. You know what I mean? I think like Benny the Butcher kind of take you back to that old one, you feel me, like type of music that they was from the New York, you know what I'm saying, New York, they was bringing out. And Cole is just like real positive, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Real inspirational. You know what I'm saying? But he could switch it up too. You feel me? So like that's, I like stuff like that. So those are the two, you know what I'm saying, that I would love to do a song with.
Yes. You got some J. Cole in you for sure. I feel like when I'm listening to your music, like that's kind of the like category I put you in.
Yeah, I get that. And thank you. I appreciate that too. I definitely like, he's one of the artists that I get compared to. Joey Badass is another one, you feel me?
Okay.
I'm like, you know, I look at those as like, shit, an honor, you know what I mean? And a compliment, you know what I mean? It lets me know, like, that I'm in those realm where I'm with actual people that's spitting, you feel me? As opposed to an artist that's, you know what I'm saying, not in that caliber, not really kind of spitting, still making good music, but not consider themselves as like a lyricist, or if that makes sense.
Yeah, facts. No, it's facts. And I think, like, with the J. Cole whole genre and you, like, yes, it's deeper than rap. It's deeper than lyrics. And people can get a deeper message from what you're saying. So it just puts it in a whole nother category for sure.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I love that. So 2022, you know, it's about to end. We get into the new year. Obviously, it's never too early to do New Year's resolutions, y'all. Resolutions. It's never too early. It's never too early. So do you have, you know, one resolution or something that you really want to work hard at going into the new year?
Yeah, I would say my marketing. You know, of course, put more money behind it, but just learning different ways to market my music, you know what I'm saying? Like kind of just thinking outside of the box and expanding my team and like trying to build the team and learn the music business, obviously. I think I set myself a goal this year was to perform, you know? So me performing for the first time this year, I think I did pretty good. I evolved in that as well, you know what I'm saying? From like the beginning when I first performed this year until now, you know, so I think I've grown in that aspect as well. You know what I mean? I'm more comfortable on stage. You feel me? More confident on stage. And shit, it's more fun. You know what I'm saying? The more I do it, the more fun it get. You know what I mean? So, yeah, just like networking and marketing. That's definitely something that I want to like elevate my game on.
Facts. Okay. And you can never go wrong with upping the marketing game. That's very, you know, important. I think it's an overlooked element, you know, in your brand as an artist, you know, or a service or a business. So you're not wrong with that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. So before you go, I definitely want to, you know what is one thing right now that keeps you motivated to continue doing everything that you're doing?
One thing that keeps me motivated is, that's a good question. I would say, knowing that I want to be better than yesterday, if that makes sense. Just kind of knowing that I got a lot of room to grow, and knowing that I have a lot of potential to grow. Like I still see myself as fresh doing this, and I know I can improve within time as long as I stay consistent. So what kind of just keep me going is and motivated is simply that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's real simple, but you know what I'm saying? Just kind of just staying focused and knowing what's the end goal, you feel me? And just knowing that I need to do whatever it takes to get there. I think that just keeps me motivated. And obviously, getting the feedback and the moral support from my family and friends like that, that keeps me motivated as well. You know, being encouraged. I take heed in that, you know what I mean? Because I give it, you know what I'm saying? So when I receive it, it feels just as good as when I give it, you know what I mean? So just staying positive, staying optimistic about everything, and just knowing that, you know, in due time, as long as I put the work in, that time gonna come.
Yes. Talking about that simple. That wasn't simple. That wasn't simple. It was a message in a message in a message.
Right, yeah.
No, but I appreciate you, Antonio Juan. I think you are an amazing artist and person. And, you know, your genuine love for your craft, it shows in your music. So, right, don't waste that talent.
Never.
That's the message, y'all. Never. Don't waste that talent. I love that, though, for sure. I love that. So definitely make sure you let me know as far as performances and things like that going into the new year. Obviously, I would love support, share, do what I can, you know, on my part. So make sure you keep me in the loop. You know what I'm saying? Keep me in the
loop. Do, of course. You know what I'm saying? We locked in now. You know what I'm saying? This was the beginning of it. So we locked in, and I'm going to definitely keep you in tune with everything for sure.
Yes. Now, I do have your IG scrolling on the bottom, but of course, let us know anywhere else that we can tap in with you.
Yeah, so Wordplay One, as y'all can see at the bottom, on all platforms. You know what I mean? You can follow me there. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? Engage with me, connect, you know what I'm saying? We could do whatever. My music is on all platforms as well. Antonio Juan, that's AntonioWaan. I just dropped my debut album, Never Waste Talent. It's out right now, all platforms, you know what I'm saying? Real solid album. So yeah, check it out, man. Like I said, once y'all follow me, shit, let me know what y'all think, you know what I'm saying? I take heed to all that, everything consideration, man, just to get better. So all feedback is good feedback, man, for sure.
Yes, and make sure y'all tap in with him. Shout out to everybody that commented, like, hearted, shared. We definitely appreciate that. Make sure you guys tap in with him. The album is amazing. Like, you really did your shit, for real.
Thank you. Much appreciated. And once again, thank you, Robin, for having me. This was definitely a great opportunity to be on your platform, you know what I'm saying, so I could share my story briefly and just let people know what I got going on. It should be much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you. And shout out to everybody that tunes in to Pillow Talk Podcast. Y'all already know, streaming on all major platforms. Sending love and light to all y'all on this Sunday, man. Peace out.